four, three, two, one. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. I need to share with all of you guys the absolute worst F word that you could possibly hear if you're selling in today's market, okay? So this is the worst F word. There's a couple F words that you might consider bad, but this one's the worst. Those of you who are thinking about going FSBO, which is for sale by owner, without first exposing your property to the market, are duped, especially right now. And I'm going to share with you a very specific story, not giving any names, not giving any details of location, but this is a story that actually happened to me last month that you guys need to know about to make sure, even if it keeps one of you from going through this, I think it's an important reason to share. So this particular person was introduced to me through somebody else I know. And the moment I saw the property, I was absolutely, I fell in love with the place. And for me, I'm really attached to historic properties, places that have really good character. And I don't mean just bones in that respect. Homes that have really great stories, like decades of great stories worth sharing with you guys, those for me will always be the most valuable homes. In fact, because I speak to so many realtors around the country, I've even talked to some that have told me that the historic element of the home, meaning the story behind it, for example, if there was people that lived in the property that had significant names, if the property was built by a significant builder, in some cases, those properties are as much as 10% more valuable than comparable properties. So that's the number I gave you now, 10%. Clearly, this is not a scientific number. We're not talking about this being something that was, there wasn't thousands of people asked. This is, again, in one area of the states where I have sent quite a few clients, and when I have these discussions, they are completely legitimate, so they're real. So using that number, 10%, you're talking about, on $1 million property, you're talking about $100,000 gamble if you're not hiring the right person. Now, honestly, that gamble is always going to be, generally speaking, twice the cost of hiring a realtor to help you. Obviously, you're looking at a between 5 and 7% rate, usually something in that range. So by leaving that off the table alone, you are already losing from that. And on top of that, if you're not exposing your property to the market properly, who knows how much more you could be losing. So back to the story. This particular client, older couple, the home's been in their family for many years. So apparently a neighbor went up to them and gave them some idea of that they'd like to buy the house. So because when there's conversations like that happening in the background, I don't really get involved. It's not up to me if someone's going to be selling privately. But the key issues here is that if you're in a position where you have one person, and this is, could be a neighbor, could be a friend, could be somebody else, you have to assume that there's going to be other interested people. So to give you some insight on how I work, I generally recommend, before I even let the property become fully available for sale, I generally wish to have as much as 5 to 10 qualified buyer leads on the property before anything ever, launches. And this is important because if you don't do that, you are literally taking all the fire all the tinder, all the wood out of the fire to really get it burning and to really get people talking. Because of course, the way the world is these days, those 10 people alone might tell 100 people. And those 100 people might tell 1,000 people. This could all be happening before the sale even begins. So if you're going to go down this F word route, so the for sale by owner, again, you've always had that choice from day one. So you can always decide to proceed with another realtor. You can always decide to sell the house on your own. You can always decide to not sell at all. There's always going to be, you know, a multiple, a various amount of options. So in the case of this situation, at least do yourself a favor and make sure that you have done everything else to explore your options. So if you aren't, you know, if you're just literally wanting to give your property away to somebody, and here's the kicker, and this is from past experiences as well. Chances are, if you don't go to market and the person buying the house claims that, you know, they're paying a fair price, it's a very high chance, and I can't give you the exact number, but the ones I've seen over the years, it's a very high chance that property will be back on the market within a few months, and they are going to make the money that you lost. And in this market, that could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. So not only should you be, you know, doing everything possible to maximize, you know, your sale, you know, your sale dollars when you're selling, but you should also definitely make sure in this market right now, with an abundance of buyers who are still looking at the summer, looking from the summer, because if you look across the city, across Toronto and GTA, and I can send them to you every week because I do send them to people in different parts of the city, you'll see some places 15 offers, 20 offers, 30 offers. You've got to remember, every time you see that number, every time you see 30 offers, what that means is 29 buyers still looking. 15 offers means 14 buyers still looking. So if you add all that up, you've got a lot of people out there, and some of them are not on their first bid. Some of them on their third or fourth time, and they're serious. They've got cash in hand. Some of them are all cash, and those are a couple of the buyers that I've dealt with this year that I'd like to make sure you have exposure to as well, because if you are not going to prioritize an all-cash sale, even if it's the same amount as the other person, but it's an all-cash sale and the closing's 30 or 40, sorry, the closing could be in, like, you know, 2 to 4 weeks, like a quick closing in terms of, you know, how closings work. Usually 2 weeks to 4 weeks is quick. 30 days is, you know, average these days. 60 days is not so much, but it's possible that is still the way it's going to go. So hopefully this has been informative enough for you, but I really want to make sure I shared this story with you guys so that you're not in the losing position, so you're not dealing with, making this bad decision. So if you have any friends, family, coworkers, people you care about, and they're thinking about, you know, just selling it to the neighbor because the neighbor might be giving you what you think is a good offer, you might be leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table by just thinking that this is easier. You don't have to worry about the marketing. There isn't that much for you to worry about when this is done correctly. And the best part of technology is that I prefer that my sellers right now have an empty house versus one that is filled with shiny rented furniture. And there's a very good reason for that, and I can give you 4 million reasons why that is the, you know, that's the way you should go as well, because there was a sale just recently in Toronto of a $4 million property where there was nothing in the house and it was virtually staged. And also, my technology system is actually one step above that. So not only will your property be virtually staged, but there's actually an added plus that, again, is something that not many people are doing right now. It's still very revolutionary, but I am including this with my listings right now. So it's a virtual staging plus system. And I think once I send you the link of how your place could look, you're going to be convinced. So to sign up for this, of course, to get the trial to see what it's like, to sign up with me, you actually even can get an example, a photo example of how your property will look digitally staged. This is something I do for no charge. This is something I do when I show up to see the property. Show me your favorite room. I'll take a picture and I'll show you how it's going to look. And this is sort of an example of, how great things are going to be for us. So the best way to sign up is realestatepodcastshow.com. You can go right to the main page and sign up there. Or you can go to the direct link, which is sold.15secondhomevalues.com. That is sold.15secondhomevalues.com. Sold.15secondhomevalues.com. Thanks as always. Have a great day.
Hey, it's Janine Sasso, best-selling author of Successful Real Estate Mailers, and I'm excited for you to listen to this episode of Real Estate Podcast Show.